Welcome back to the program. Been great to have so many of your calls and your texts today. Keep your texts coming. We'll read out a few more of those before I hand over to Bob and Andy on 0433981116. 0433981116, the Temper text machine number, TEMPUR, mattresses and pillows like no other. Great to have Dean Vickerman on the line, Melbourne United coach, NBL Finals Series. It's Melbourne United and the Perth Wildcats, games 1 and 2 in Perth. And they're Friday night and Sunday. So try and check your local guides. Try and catch it, whatever state you're in, because this is going to be a ripper. And Dean Vickerman's been good enough to give me a couple of minutes of his time. Welcome to you, Dean. Thanks for coming back on the program.
No problem.
So where do I find you? I know I find you in Perth, but how long have you been away for now as a team, may I ask?
Yeah, I counted the other day. So I think we were at a point after the third game versus Southeast Melbourne that we were been away 24 days, I think, and we played 8 games in 4 different states. And so here we are in another state and, starting the Grand Final Series.
And this has been an ongoing thing. So you guys have all thought, okay, we're going to go home eventually, or we'll get home eventually, we'll get home. And then they keep getting told, no, we're not going home just yet.
Yeah, you know, I keep looking at the one little bag that I packed and recycling clothes and those kind of things. But we were fortunate enough to have some family. We've got a number of players with young kids, and we were able to get them to Sydney just to see their players and their fathers. And so that was great for some people. But now we have certainty. You know, we know we play 2 games here. We're Friday, Sunday. And, you know, then we're going back to Melbourne and we don't need to go anywhere else after that.
No, that's a great part. Hey, before we talk about the series, can I just ask you one more question on that? Is it because basketball people are kind of attuned to being away from home while they're, you know, going away for college careers or imports coming to Australia? Is that why it's easier for maybe a basketball player to cope with a lengthy stay away? Because the AFL players we know have had a little bit of trouble in this area, not all of them, but some.
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously the college route is a route that a lot of players have taken, and to be away for 4 years is pretty massive. The international campaigns, stretch sometimes over a month and being away. So yeah, there's a lot of basketball that has you as a traveling Wilbury a little bit and getting used to certain extended periods away.
So, Grand Final Series, Friday night it starts. We always know if you can't beat the Wildcats, you can't win it. So, you've got to beat the Wildcats.
Yeah, credit to them, that semi-final series. I really sat on the fence about who I thought was going to win that series. And then once Illawarra got the first one, obviously started to lean their way. But, injuries to Mitch Norton, and they fight through all those things and find a way. And that's what, Trevor's had this team do over the years, is they continue just to find a way to get wins and put himself in a position to win a championship. So, yes, Cotton's down. Yes, Mitch Norton might not be 100%, but, we certainly don't take this team lightly ever. And, we look forward to the series.
So, Trevor Gleeson, the change-up factor, he keeps doing stuff that hopefully the opposition don't expect. Is that one thing that he does get different looks, try different methods to try and keep you guys unable to get your planning 100% right?
Yeah, I think, he's got a really solid home base about how they play defense and what they do offensively. And always with the talent that he's recruited, he's done a good job to manipulate his own system to take advantages of the strengths of his players. And I think that's what we all attempt to do as coaches is get the best out of the personnel that you have. A lot of his recruiting is about people that complement, what Bryce Cotton does right now. And now his ability to change and adapt his system to being more about his shooters and his post players rather than isolation or pick and roll for Cotton as well. So, he's a good coach and absolutely deserving of Coach of the Year.
So you guys meet over and over and over again during the course of the season. Do you know essentially what they're going to try and do? And do they know what you're going to try and do? And essentially you're just going to do what you're going to try and do, but make sure it's done that well that they can't stop it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think we're both like that. We're pretty stubborn that we believe in the way that we go about our basketball. And we know if we play the right way for us, which was something that was the adjustment for us in game two against Southeast. We just didn't feel like, you know, we didn't make too many adjustments in game three. We just thought we'd do the things that we do better. And I think that will be one of the challenges in this series is does one of us feel like we really need to change anything, or do we just continue to do the things we do and do them really well?
So why did you start so slowly in game three, do you think? Because that's a question that every sports coach asks his players every time they start slowly in a game.
Yeah, and I don't think we did start slowly, as in the scoreboard certainly was not favourable to us, but no, the shots that we created, we were pretty happy with. And we just thought that they were at an amazing high level, the way that they were playing. And, yep, we, you know, I think we'd held them to 21, and then they, you know, and we thought they were playing unbelievably great, and then they hit a crazy three-pointer on the quarter buzzer as well, and so we're down 10. So we felt pretty comfortable. We were down 7 at quarter time, knowing that the shots that we had that we didn't make. But that continued for another 5 minutes until we really got locked in on at the defensive end, and then I thought we were solid at both ends after that.
So games 1 and 2 are in Perth. Is that an advantage for you at all, do you think?
I think continuing on this road trip was possibly the best thing. Just keep going. You know, we've played 8 games. Let's go play 2 more games on the road, and then we have certainty about going home and not have to pack our bags again. So, you know, you play for home court advantage. You play to you know, play the first one at home and to try and get that first win. But we understand this year is totally different, and it made the most sense for our team, for the organisation, for the NBL, for us to go ahead and play the series this way. You know, we just have to find a way to get a win over here.
And you know that if you do win this series, it'll be on your home floor when you do win it. So that's got to be something to look forward to too.
Yeah, I think, you know, our fans and our families, our organisation, they've missed out on so much basketball, you know, this last little period, and not being able to see us play. So, you know, hopefully by the time we get home, you know, the stadiums will open up and we can treat our fans to some grand final basketball.
Do you know when games 3, 4, or 5 might be scheduled if they're needed?
Yeah, I think they've given us some dates. So I think the first game 3 is about the Thursday, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you know, you're hoping that they might allow crowds for that one?
Yeah, we're always hoping that it allows crowd. I'm not sure if we've got a venue locked in. I'm sure every day it changes a little bit right now. But what we hope for is that we're at John Cain Arena and we've got absolutely as many people as possible in there.
Yeah. Is there a chance you might have to play it in the country?
Yeah, I'm sure that's always an option right now. Yeah, it's certainly not the desired result.
Your players have been superb this year. Jock Landale got due recognition last night. So too, Mitch McCarron and Chris Golding. Were you happy that they got recognised last night?
Yeah, I think Jock was always a lock for that first team. Yeah. You know, he'd been amazing all year. You know, Chris, I thought, was an absolute lock for second team as well. And it was, I thought Mitch was on the fringe of that one. So happy for him to jump up and be a second team all league. Joe Akul, you know, massive congrats to him for being sixth man of the year. And then, you know, Mark Boyd as executive of the year as well for the work that he did through COVID with our team and running in the NBL Cup, all deserving winners.
And you've been able to spread your scoring quite well over the course of this year. You haven't really relied on one guy this year. Dean, has that been, you think, an advantage for you? And is that exactly what's going to be the thing that might be able to get this series won for you?
Yeah, all these finals games are going to be different. You know, we saw that in the series against Southeast. Different people are going to step up on different nights. Scotty Hobson stepped up his scoring load during that series. You know, Jock went to another level with his scoring. Chris was consistent. There's a good confidence with these other guys as well. And, you know, when I talk about Joe Akul, Udai Baba, Sam McDaniel, you know, Barlow, there's so many guys that can help us. And, you know, making shots against Perth was really important in the couple of wins that we've had over in Perth this year. When we get up to the 13, 14, three made threes, we've been pretty tough to stop against them.
And refereeing, how do you think that finals should be refereed, Dean? Should they put the whistle away a bit more? Have you got a thought on how you think it might be refereed?
Yeah, you know, the semi-final series against Southeast was a you know, a challenging one for me. I thought they refereed, you know, the first game as it should be. And then to me, that's around, you know, just under 20 fouls each, you know, around that 18 mark, I think is a really good game. The physicality of game two went up. And I don't necessarily think that means the fouls have to go up another 8 or 10 per team. I think we just have to, you know, understand that it is going to go up. And then we saw it change again in game three. We had the lowest foul count of the whole series of that game. So as long as there's, you know, we just want consistency. And I think the consistent approach this year has been around that 18 to 20 foul mark for each team. And then I think we get the quality of basketball that we're looking for as teams, as spectators as well.
Because you and Trevor do tend to work the refs a bit, but is that just part of a coach's role these days? We know that Brian Gorgian works them. Everyone seems to work them. Is that part of your role as well, to try and plead for fairness?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I think I got too involved in game two, and I've got to make sure that I focus on my own team most of the time. But there's times I certainly need to go to bat for the players when they feel an injustice about what's being called at one end to the other. And then, again, you know, we're reviewing a lot of things right now. So, and I've still got to get that one perfect about, you know, what's going to be reviewed, what's not going to be reviewed, and the request to have things reviewed. And I think, you know, we've taken steps this year, but we haven't got that part perfect yet. And I don't like to see the game slowed down all the time for it. So it's the ones that the referee is going to decide, yep, we're either going to review that or we're not. I'm absolutely certain of what happened and we move on. So, you know, they're challenging situations for the referees.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be fun to see how it all unfolds Friday, Sunday, and then hopefully crowds for game three and game four and five if required in Melbourne or Victoria. Great to have you, Dean. Always great to be able to have a chat to you, and good luck with it all. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach with the NBL final series against the Perth Wildcats. We'll take a break. Back to your calls next.